Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bruce Wicker, who's president and CEO of Hanes, the largest distributor in floor covering in the U.S. Bruce, how you doing?
Good morning, Ken. I'm just great. How about you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about the Allied Products acquisition, but before we get there, let's talk just briefly about you. Looks like you came out of the chemicals business. You were with Millennium Chemicals most of your career prior to joining Hanes, and while you were there, you almost doubled the size of the company, didn't you?
Yes, we grew for acquisition, and our primary market was selling titanium dioxide to the paint companies. So when I came into flooring, I at least knew a little bit about the housing segment, big boxes, contractors, and small independent business people.
So how did you get from chemicals to floor covering?
Well, I left the company that I was with, and I wanted to stay in Baltimore because our kids were either in high school or going to high school soon. I was working with a large public company, and I wanted to go work for a private, privately held company, not necessarily in the chemical industry. So I found Hanes, and they had a great reputation, of course, and having been in business for so long, great values, and I found my way there through the local network in the Baltimore area, and best thing I ever did, best job ever had, and best company ever worked for.
Okay, and you've been running the show. I guess you got there in 2003, and about 2005, you're president and CEO, so a rapid promotion schedule there. Let me just ask you real quick on J.J. Hanes, or it's called Hanes now, but it used to be called J.J. Hanes. It was actually named after, a Confederate Army captain, John James Hanes. Yeah, and after he got out of the prison camp, he won some card games and was quite the entrepreneur. The company started its focus in floor covering way back in the 1800s, and that's been the focus ever since, right?
That's correct. In fact, it was over 100 years ago, I think 102 years ago, that we were, in fact, one of the original 12 distributors for Armstrong, and the last one remaining. Mm-hmm. So our partnership with them is one of probably the longest-running partnerships between distributor and manufacturer probably in the country.
All right. And what is Hanes' current service area?
We are Mid-Atlantic and Southeast. So the total service area is about 11 states plus D.C., we stretch from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, portions of those states, all down the coastline to Florida, and then parts of other states, a little bit of Alabama, a little bit of Tennessee, and so on, of course, West Virginia. Our home base has always been Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
But we started to expand, and that's when we got into the Southeast.
You mentioned Armstrong. What are some of your other major flooring lines?
We also sell products for Mohawk. Mm-hmm. And Shaw.
Yeah.
In the case of Shaw, we'll sell carpet as well as their Anderson wood line. In the case of Mohawk, we'll sell Columbia wood products and laminate. We will sell a lot of tile for American Oleum as well. Mirage, Indus Parquet, Mappe. So it's a pretty broad product line of primarily brand names, a little bit of private label under the Chesapeake, but primarily brand names, and all categories with the exception of stone.
Okay. The reason for talking today, actually, is this news of your acquisition of Allied Products. Talk a little bit about the strategy behind making that acquisition.
Well, our strategy, when we developed it back in 2006 and began executing it in 2007, was really twofold. One was to expand the company geographically by moving into the Southeast. And we did that through the acquisition of Wheeler and through putting in warehouse and salespeople into South Carolina and Georgia. And that all started in 2007. And then, of course, the recession came.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a little hard to find a willing seller who would sell for the right price, at least in our estimation. So we've been on the acquisition trail. We're still trying to fill in and become even larger in our two primary areas, Mid-Atlantic and Southeast, with floor covering distribution acquisitions. But the other part of the strategy was to diversify into related businesses. Flooring supplies and sundries, which is what Allied Products sells, is a diversification for us into something that's complementary. So this is the first step in trying to become the best distributor we can be in the supplies and sundries business in the Mid-Atlantic and the Southeast.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of Allied Products? What do they sell?
Well, they do sell some floor covering, so we will have some similar lines. They'll sell some laminate and cold base and such. We will sell adhesives just as they do. But they sell supplies and sundries to installers. Installers are all new customers for Hanes.
Okay.
That's a segment we don't sell. And, of course, because they sell installers, they have many and small locations compared to a floor covering distributor who would have, several but large distribution centers, and they simply deliver from them. In this case, we have a lot of traffic with Allied who who comes in to buy the product from us. And it's a different set of products than Haynes floor covering would sell, such as tools and jack strips and those kind of things. Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know that you probably benefited from the demise of Hoboken that was, I guess, toward the beginning of this recession. How do you make sure that you don't follow that same path?
That's a great question. In the case of Hoboken, their model had a few flaws in it. Number one, they thought that they could be national. That was their ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. Remember, they were bought by Cohen-Hennessy Private Equity.
Right.
So their ambitions were quite larger than ours. Our ambition is not to be national. We don't think that model works. L.D. Brinkman, before Hoboken, tried and also failed. Mm-hmm. So the highway is littered with companies who stretch too far. That's not our ambition.
Okay.
Secondly, they tried to go primarily with private label, mm-hmm. and they really didn't do very well by their manufacturers, didn't treat them well. That's not our value at Haynes.
Okay.
You know, our customers and our suppliers, and for that matter, our employees, are all partners. So we sell primarily branded, not private label. Mm-hmm. And so that's the difference between us and Hoboken as well. They also added a lot of costs, computer systems, a lot of overhead. They bought companies, could not integrate them well culturally, and that's something we're good at. So we don't have the same ambitions. We're not going to add the cost they did, and we're going to stick with our model of having branded products and doing a good job for our suppliers.
What do you think the viability of distribution is moving forward?
I think it is very viable. Now, I do believe that distribution will consolidate just as manufacturing is. I think many of us in the industry thought manufacturing and distribution would consolidate a lot faster than they have. But if you look at just recent times with the acquisition of Marazzi by Mohawk, which I guess is just about done,
right.
And you've got Amteco, Tandis, Centiva, all being acquired by companies like Mannington and Parkett, two of those in Parkett's case.
Right.
So the consolidation of manufacturing has happened. Distribution, you've seen distributors go away.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen distributors be acquired. And in order for distribution to prevail, it needs to have scale, very low cost, be extremely efficient, and be able to apply technology, which is part of that efficiency, mm-hmm. and something you can only afford with scale. So somehow or another, the product has to get to the customer. It needs to be handled through an excellent logistics network.
Right.
And I think that's where distribution comes in. And if you look at the manufacturers like Mohawk and Shaw, they sell directly, but they also sell through distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And so they look at how do I get that extra incremental business, and they can add on the SG&A or they can use the distributor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think the distributor will always have a role. I think we will be the low-cost alternative.
Okay.
It's all about having a relationship, a partnership and trust, and a multi-channel way to the market between manufacturers and distribution.
All right. Well, Bruce, I appreciate you being with us. Again, it's great to talk to you. I've been talking to Bruce Wicker, who is the president and CEO of Haynes, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.